How long have you been playing together?
Is this unit about 18 months?
Right.
February, March last year. But as a band, on and off, about 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple of years break in between. But we've only been kind of pushing this new sound and this new unit, say, since March last year.
Yeah. And was it a concerted effort, sort of maybe shift tack a little bit?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we got entered into Busker Boo and TG Catter when we weren't actually playing together. And we're like, right, so we'll do that. And then I was kind of going a new direction with my songwriting, new sound and stuff. And we used to be a six piece and all acoustic, folky type of thing. We wanted to kind of go more towards bluesy rock type of sound.
No, and everyone, it's hard to get six people moving in the same direction.
That's it, exactly. With four, it's easier to get people together and kind of form a certain.
And things are going quite well. I know you're very busy yourself. We were speaking just before we came on air, but you know, you're in talk with a record label at the moment. You have supported Ryan Sheridan. So things, are they moving at the right pace for you? So happy with how things are going forward?
Yeah, we are happy with the way things are going. Certainly, you know, we're kind of getting things nicely spaced.
Yeah.
There seems to be one big thing happens every month. We're not having to do, you know, do everything at the one time, and kind of.
And let's just say, it's not laziness; it's just a gentle progression.
That's it. You don't want to tie yourself out.
But you were shooting the video yesterday, so that's that month. That's December covered.
That's December, exactly. We were in Cork last week shooting a video for Balcony TV.
Mm.
So they're making that their Christmas Day video. So
wow,
that's Christmas covered as well.
And you're in McGrory's pub tonight.
Yeah, as well.
And because of your work commitments, because of the way you know, all the it's a rare treat. You know, he's not necessarily gigging three times a week.
That's it. It's hard for people to see us live.
Yeah, so if people want to get along to McGrory's pub tonight, it'll be a rare treat. Is the UK thing going over there and sort of putting on your wares for a record company? Is it daunting? Is it exciting? Or
exciting.
Yeah,
definitely exciting. We haven't gigged over there yet either.
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see what people make of us. You know, our sound is quite different. And that's kind of been a blessing and a curse, you know, because when people hear it for the first time, they're not quite sure what to make of it, you know.
This just sounds like a perfect time to hear it for the first time. Well, you're going to play two for us, aren't you?
So we'll
hear something from you now, then we'll chat a bit more, and then we'll finish up. So what are you going to do now?
This first one's called Flight in the Morning.
Brilliant.
Brand new song. We winged it on Thursday night at Ryan Sheridan. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know what, we'll just try it. So we wrote it for Electric Picnic. We played Electric Picnic earlier in September there. And wrote it just before that, and kind of the song took shape over that weekend.
Excellent.
And tortured everybody singing it throughout the campsites. So,
get everyone involved in the process. All right, take it away then.
Plenty of input.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Spoken this aside a wheel, I took a fly in the morning. destination for to go. I didn't need no direction. Movement is medicine for my soul. Not living, and mine is starting all over again. So go take a flight in the morning with no destination for to go. You don't need no direction. Movement is medicine for your soul. For my soul.
Yeah, escalated quickly. I don't think that's a, I think that's quite, you know, it's not necessarily a sound that people would be particularly surprised. I think it's very sort of radio friendly.
Do you think?
I think so, yeah.
That would be more
I'd say it goes down an absolute bomb live.
It's been going down well.
It kind of sort of brings people up with with you.
It's quite upbeat, like.
Yeah.
So it's a
dancey song too.
Aye, that's it. It's
summery and yeah.
We've only played it live a couple of times, and you say how people have got up and danced to it.
Which, you know, people generally tend, I know concert goers maybe or gig goers are predisposed to getting up dancing, but you know, normally it's something when you've heard it a few times, you know it. But that kind of song, there's a familiarity to it, but it's also brand new and fresh, if you know what I mean.
It's been good. I mean, people have been singing along to it and thinking they've heard it before, type of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's always key, you know.
It's a good chorus, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it's quite a
So in terms of recording and getting stuff out there, I mean, you know, obviously you've got this meeting with the record company, but you can't put all your eggs in that one basket, so you sort of be progressing yourselves the whole time as well. So what's next in that regard?
Next is, say, we just shot the video for the second song we're going to sing you,
Harry Holler.
Yeah, that's the single that we're putting out, kind of a standalone single. We'll be releasing that video probably in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
And we're working on the stuff we recorded at Sun Studios. We've been back in the studio finishing that up. And that's probably the next release, I would say.
Superb. And the video's essential, isn't it? Because you're getting out there in multimedia. You know, it's not just YouTube anymore or whatever, or SoundCloud. You know, you need SoundCloud
and Facebook videos and all the rest. You need to be kind of tipping away at it. Like, it's the thing we struggled with for long enough was content. We didn't have enough
online content, you know what I mean?
Like, so
you can't kinda say, come here to our fantastic new website and watch our one video.
Exactly. Come here to follow a link to our SoundCloud.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
You're just tweeting about something inane.
But I mean, I think you're at working at the pace that you want to work at, and
I mean, we've all been, you know, round the merry-go-round, as it says in the guitar. Yeah. Like, we've all done it.
You're holding yours wrong, I see.
Aye, that's it.
What's happening there?
I was southpaw.
They put the stick on the wrong end or something.
I couldn't learn right-handed, so...
Very good.
I'll try left-handed.
So. I won't be messing. So, McGrory's Bar tonight. You should be playing that last song there tonight. That'll go down an absolute treat as well. And I'm sure Harry Holler and the rest of your stuff will be played. So, then we'll play it with the new single. People should... When's it going to be available to... Do you release your stuff on
it's on Spotify and iTunes and all that stuff. When's the video going to be ready?
I think the... final edits on the 20th.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so we'll probably put it up for Christmas.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that as well and share it on our stuff here.
Ah, perfect.
So it's Spring Tides, as I say, because of the way, you know, with other commitments and what have you, they don't get to play here as often as I'm sure they would like. So if you want to see them, McGrory's Pub tonight. Where is that?
Coldaff
it is. Coldaff, I didn't want to say it and then get it wrong. Okay, Coldaff. Listen, it's going to be a great gig, I'm sure, if... unless I'm very wrong, which I doubt. Harry Holler, then, what's this about?
This is, I don't know, the book Steppenwolf by Hermann Hesse. Mm-hmm. It's not really about that book, but kind of the character.
Yeah.
I suppose it's a bit about myself, and there's parts of everybody in it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, where you kind of see, essentially it's about watching somebody... slide downhill, basically. Oh, not okay. Myself, like. But,
so you're singing effectively a song about me. Thank you so much.
it's a nice stroke.
Okay,
stroking my own ego.
Listen, take it away then. Look forward to this as well.
Rewind. Your cheeks are ruddy, I don't like them yellow eyes. Your tongue is turning white from telling too many lies. Lost the runner, yes, so seems to me you're losing sight. I rink and gin, thummer and stoutin in the morning, noon and night, and I say I don't care what all them people say. You know it ain't rabbit, y'all be better off milking a stone. And I say, I don't care what all them people say. I will run the da da dee da da to the end of the diddle day. Oh no, I don't think twice, I just roll the dice. I will run the da da dee da da to the end of the diddle day. I will run the da da dee da da to the end of the diddle day. Oh, 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 oh. Feeding the flames that claim your soul, carelessly hiding the scars you so dearly hold. My friend, I promise you that I will stick around. You may fall down, down to the dirty cold ground as long as I hear that same old sound. Fall down, down to the dirty cold ground as long as I hear that same old sound. Fall down, down to the dirty cold ground as long as I hear that same old sound. Now you say, you say, you say, you say, you say, you say, what? Said I don't care what all them people say. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day. Oh no, I don't think twice, I just roll the dice. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day. Oh no, I don't care what all them people say. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day. Oh no, I don't. I just roll the dice. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day. I will run da 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 dee da da to the end of the diddle day.
Wow. That's going to do well for you, isn't it?
Hopefully.
Another crowd pleaser.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely been the biggest hit live. Like,
yeah. How does that different? You know, when you release that as a single, how different will the sound be?
It's much fuller. You know, yeah. Even there's piano and stuff like that in it, and it's.
So it's all layers and comes in
and then
sort of builds.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it kind of builds up because a lot of back and vocals,
bass, guitar,
it's quite different. It's quite a big sound. So yeah. It is.
Sounds brilliant.
Cheers.
Excellent. And that's the new single.
That's a new single. And that'll be
excellent. Hopefully that gets airplay, you know, because it deserves airplay. It'll get, I mean, we'll play it, of course, but it deserves national airplay. I don't think, I'm not blowing smoke anywhere, but you know what I mean?
Thanks
so
very much,
hopefully, Ed. Hopefully it gets that.
Fingers crossed. I mean, it's all about catching a few lucky breaks, like, and getting people to push
it
and play it. Like,
exactly,
so.
Exactly. Listen, thanks so much for calling in. It's been an absolute pleasure. Sorry, Cahill, for having you down as Sean.
No problem.
We'll just pretend that never happened. I'll cut that out for when it goes online. All right, so James O'Donnell, Jared McMonagle, Cahill Kelly, collectively Spring Tides. They're playing tonight in McCrory's Pub in Coldaff. And best of luck with your trip over to Britain.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The record company and what have you.